Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is Mark Jarvis, CEO at Giga Metals. Mark, it's good to meet you. How are you today?
Well, it's very nice to meet you too, Christine. I'm great.
That is good to hear. Mark, kick us off by telling us a bit about the company. Give us a quick intro.
Well, Giga Metals has an extremely large nickel and cobalt and sulfides deposit that we're developing in north central British Columbia. And by large, I mean, you know, we recently did an early stage engineering report called a PEA that modeled nameplate production of 37,000 tons per year of nickel and about 2,000 tons per year of cobalt, metric tons, with a 37-year mine life. So that's truly giant project. And so we're developing that and moving that along. And just in general, it's very helpful that the electric vehicle revolution relies on nickel for the batteries needed to drive those electric vehicles.
Yeah. Why is it such an exciting time right now for nickel?
Well, it's because of that, electric vehicle revolution is a whole new source of demand. Traditionally, nickel's been 70% of the use has been for stainless steel. And that's still there. That's still going strong. But now you've got this new source of demand that requires nickel in very specific forms, which we're well able to supply. And so nickel is the part of the lithium ion battery that stores the electrons. And if you want your electric vehicle to go farther on a single charge, you need to up the percentage of nickel in your cathode materials. And you know, frankly, with the rate of adoption of electric vehicles, it's actually being slowed down because there's not really enough nickel to support the electric vehicle revolution. And people are starting to realize that. And that's just, you know, we're in the right place at the right time.
So you mentioned putting out your PEA. You kind of talked about the highlights from that. What work have you done since then? You're doing some drilling, is that right?
Yeah, we did some drilling last summer and other work. There's ever more detailed, you know, engineering that you do until you're ready for construction. And so we're collecting the data that we need. Well, we were collecting the data that we need. We finished our program now to support a more detailed form of engineering study known as a PFS, a preliminary feasibility study.
So in terms of funding, how well funded are you to kind of continue going where you're at right now?
You know, this is a very good question. You know, with a small company with a really large project, every step of development takes a lot of money. And so it's all, you know, we're always looking for money. Our preference right now would be to do a deal with a strategic partner, like a battery maker. For example, even a car company, we're talking to battery makers and car companies. We're talking to, trading companies as well, particularly Asian trading companies. And, you know, we would like to get them involved at the project level and raise some significant money. We think to get from where we stand today to shovel ready status would take about $30 million. And that's a big ask for a small company. So, you know, that's our main thrust right now is paying attention to these conversations we're having with potential partners. As a backstop, we would do equity financing if we need to. But at some point, we would like to move beyond that.
Were you able to advance any of those conversations recently? I know that you had a presence at the One-to-One Mining Conference in London earlier this month.
Well, One-to-One was mostly meeting with institutional investors, and yet, no, we didn't. There were no strategics there.
So, what do you think the plan is from here on out? Just have more of those types of conversations with potential investors?
Yes, and I can just report to you that the interest level seems to be rising, along with the nickel price. I see nickel's up another 3% this morning. It's at $9.50 a pound. You know, the Chinese have figured out their battery supply chain. They figured out their lithium, they figured out their cobalt supply, and they figured out their nickel supply. And part of how they've been doing that is they've been building mines known as HPAL projects, high pressure, high temperature acid leach projects in Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, places like that in the Pacific, building mines that are not economic in Western terms. But, you know, they then secure a long-term supply of nickel at a price that they can predict, which is the operating costs. So rather than thinking in Western terms, which is about, you know, profit, you know, soon, they're thinking long-term about securing supplies, and they'll make the money on the batteries and the cars. So, you know, but in the meantime, if you're a Western battery manufacturer, guess what? The Chinese are coming for you. And if you don't get your supply chain figured out, they're going to eat you alive. And that's literally, I believe that, you know, the Western battery manufacturers are facing an existential threat. And I think they're starting to realize that that may be true as well. So interesting times.
Hopefully you can help solve that problem for them.
I would love to be of assistance. Yes.
And do you think more U.S. investors are understanding the story here? Because you did recently begin trading on the OTCQX here in the U.S.
You know, the U.S. is a wonderful market. And the OTCQX is sort of the senior board of the over-the-counter market in the U.S. So we've got quite high disclosure requirements. And we're really hoping to grow our audience with the U.S. investors. That's, you know, U.S. investors are wonderful investors as far as we're concerned.
Well, I am excited to follow the story here. I'm sure there's lots to come here. Mark, thank you so much for the time today.
Christine, it was a pleasure. Thank you.